Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, Starbucks is getting lazy. This is their new fall cup. It's just like an orange cup with a white circle in it. I know, right? I mean, I'm like, what is this?
What is it?
I know.
There's usually an explanation online somewhere.
Well, the girl at the Starbucks told me that it's because they want you to be able to write your own message for the fall.
Lame.
Right? It's like, just put your logo on there, please. Do something.
Lame.
Give me a pumpkin. I don't care what you put on there. But I'm paying $3.50 for my latte.
Yeah.
By golly, I want something on my cup.
Next week, they're going to want you to come around the counter and make your own damn coffee. For the fall.
For the fall, exactly. I'm like, yo, don't do that, because I don't have time to be decorating my cup. And I want my cup decorated. That's why I like the first, you know, Christmas cup of the season.
Didn't I tell you, man? Didn't I tell you? Once you start it with those self-checkout lines
at grocery stores, next thing you know,
you're doing everything for yourself.
No logo on my coffee cup.
Told you it was going to happen.
You got to write your own. It's so you can get an inspirational message and Instagram it. Yeah. Look, I'm not going to do your marketing for you. Give me my coffee, put your logo on it, and y'all make enough money.
Yeah.
You can figure out some way to market this on your own.
That's pretty damn lazy.
Can you imagine?
That is pretty damn lazy.
I mean, really.
Tell you what, I'm taking a knee. I am taking a knee in protest of how lazy these millionaires of Starbucks have become.
Right? I mean, come on. Look, I'm willing to pay an awful lot of money for a coffee. I'm willing to pay an awful lot of money.
Man.
But by golly, I want something to look out on my cup, too.
Starbucks, when I pulled that, you're fired.
Right? When I pulled that little sleeve down, because you know, they always have that little sleeve to so that you don't burn your hand, right? Mm-hmm. So I pulled it down, and I'm like, there's nothing on this cup. This is like, what is the deal? And when I first saw it, when I got it this morning, I said, oh, what's on the logo? And she goes, oh, well, you're supposed to write something on it. And I thought, mm-mm. You know, and you hear it, but it doesn't kick in.
Right.
You know, you're like, oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And nope,
yeah.
Just
and then,
a big white circle.
30 seconds later, you're like, wait a minute.
I know. Come on, dudes.
Yeah.
The world is falling apart.
No.
Give me a logo, please.
Not in my America.
That's right.
I'm taking a knee in protest of how lazy Starbucks,
you know, and what
American businesses in general have become.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put that on that circle. I'm taking a knee, Starbucks.
That's right.
Give me a logo.
That's right.
And I'm Instagramming that.
Yes.
By golly.
Absolutely.
Dude, you've inspired me.
I told you, man. I told you it started with that whole bag your own groceries. Now
it's
we gotta write our own logo.
Right? What is that?
Oh, they're not gonna like what I draw. Hint.
You're just
it ends with the words Enos.
Right.
It's Mike
you
and
know
Trisha.
What? We have a pen. We're gonna write something on it.
Because you got a blank spot,
that's
baby.
That's right. Because I got a blank space.
And we'll draw a penis. Kiss FM.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Party over here.
Where the parties be at today? Who's celebrating the birthday?
Okay, you got three big celebs. You've got this 49-year-old actor who is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh,
he's a man in black.
Yes, he is. Probably Will Smith. The best theme song
I watched
ever.
Oh, yeah. And I will say
yeah.
I mean, back when we had television theme songs, you know, that told the story. I mean, I'm just loving it all together.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Yo, homie, smell you later. Oh, that's my
He's
favorite
He's 49.
Part. Oh, by the way, when you get done, I'm gonna circle back to this.
Okay. You want to share your birthday with this 66-year-old actor? Pretty much best known for his role in Star Wars as Luke Skywalker.
That would make him Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, he's 66. And then you share your birthday with this 48-year-old actress who shares a birthday with her husband, who's 73. She's been in a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
I mean, she was like in Chicago with Renee Zellweger.
Yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. Me too.
That would make her Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Michael Douglas, 73.
I saw her on CBS this morning, yesterday morning. She looks different. Does she get work done?
She's,
she looks different.
A lot of people said that she's gotten a lot of work done.
Yeah, because she looks different.
She does. She looks
she
very different.
She looks like herself, but she also looks really different.
Yeah, yeah. She's and it's kind of like she and Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Have the same doctor. Yeah. You know it's Shania Twain, but you're going,
I don't know, because Shania had Lyme disease.
Well, that's okay.
I think
look,
she treat that with steroids.
Did she?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Yeah, that's why she was out of the spotlight for so long.
Yeah.
There's also an interview on CBS this morning with Shania, which is how I know.
Oh.
And she thought she would never sing again because it affected her
vocal
cords.
Right,
right. Yeah, it was Lyme disease.
Yeah, but Catherine Zeta-Jones has had some stuff done.
I thought because she looks different.
Yeah, she looks kind of like those pictures where you know that the person's been photoshopped to within an inch of their lives.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know that's supposed to be you. And you look like you, but you don't look like you.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So back to
his ideas and go with what he wants. I think it's very disrespectful.
Last year, Ed Sheeran, you know the singer?
Yeah.
He was on a radio show in England, and someone called in and asked him to do the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So he grabbed his guitar. Here's a portion.
Chilling out, mixing and relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good, they started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and I had dice in the mix. And anything I could say that this cab was where, but I thought, now forget it, yo, home's in Bel-Air.
That is great. I love that.
Isn't it?
And now it's time for
three things you need to know
this morning.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, first thing you need to know, it was a really bad beating, the UTEP versus NMSU game, 41-14. Lots and lots of people are not only hacked off at Coach Kugler and the team, but they're also looking at UTEP going, maybe we should just get rid of this program.
Oh boy, you know that's been going on for a couple of years now.
Yeah, but this is their 100th season.
Uh-huh.
And people are going, yeah, it looks it. You
wow.
know, it looks like we're 100 years old. So, yeah, I mean,
they're playing like they're 100 years
old.
Yeah,
there's a whole lot of ugliness online.
No,
there's
really
a whole
is.
Lot of ugliness, you know, just in general.
Yeah.
And people are just like, okay, yeah, we need to stop already.
Right.
We just need to stop. So that's going on with UTEP. Juno, the elephant at the El Paso Zoo, underwent her second round of electrochemotherapy on Friday. She was diagnosed with cancer back in January. Her treatment is so groundbreaking that the first round of her treatment was featured on Nat Geo Wild's show Animal ER, because they've never done anything like this with an animal this size.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just pretty amazing. Good for her. Good for Juno. And then the third thing you need to know is Donald Trump was talking about his friend, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, when he was saying that, you know, he was disappointed in his anti-Trump statement. Well, it looked like the president wiped his brow with his middle finger.
No.
Yes, there's video of it. And everybody's going, dude, really? What did you think? Nobody was going to notice that? So, yeah, I mean, it is all over.
If he really did what he did, trust me, he wanted you to notice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it was so completely clear. It was like, yeah, whatever, you know, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, my God, seriously, what are you, in seventh grade? Golly, Moses.
No, you're giving him too much credit.
I know, right?
More like dirt.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, no word on Mr. Kraft and how he feels about getting flipped off by the president. So, Lord.
Supposedly, allegedly. We don't know for sure.
You need to see the video. You totally need to see. You're going to be going, oh, dude, really? I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Three things you need to know. Three things people are talking about today.
Kiss FM. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Here's an update from the conversation we had Friday. Saturday was supposed to be the end of the world, if you recall.
Yes.
Well, the numerologist who predicted this past Saturday as the date a mysterious planet would collide with Earth based largely on verses and numerical codes in the Bible, is claiming today that he was misunderstood.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was misunderstood. He says it's still going to happen. It's just that the end of the world has been postponed.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, good to know.
Yeah, he says.
Till when?
Well, till October.
Oh.
He said that the media misunderstood and twisted what he had to say, and he wasn't saying that Saturday, September 23rd, was going to be the end of the world. He said that's when things were going to start.
Oh.
You know, things are going to get going.
Okay.
And so he clarified that October will be the month of, quote, action, and, quote, 7 years of war and disaster will begin October 21st. He's saying that it's possible that at the end of October, we may be about to enter into the 7-year tribulation period to be followed by a millennium of peace.
Oh.
That's what he's been quoted as saying.
I
so,
can't wait for the millennium of peace.
Yeah, well,
that would be wonderful.
You're going to have to go through those 7 years, yes. Yeah. Not me. I'm just going to poof, disappear. You're just going to see my clothing.
Oh,
that's
really?
It.
That's
yeah,
right.
Just
huh?
like in that movie.
You're just going to get taken out.
That's me. That's me. But you guys have fun. I'll be back after the 7 years to enjoy 100 years of peace.
1,000 a millennium.
1,000. Oh, that's right.
Or, you know.
Heck, I'll take 100.
100.
The way things are going.
Right?
I'll take 100.
Jeez. At this point, 10 would be good.
Hey, stop mocking me. You know I don't math well. I'm surprised you were able to math right now.
Because it's not math. It's the definition. Hello.
I'm surprised you were able to definite. I don't definite well either.
You don't.
So yeah, misunderstood. The end of the world is still happening. It just wasn't this past weekend.
Yeah, no.
Clearly. Clearly. NASA, by
don't
the way.
Don't point at me.
Just so you know. NASA had a comment on their website about that whole planet thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Here's what they had to say. Quote, various people are predicting that the end of the world will be September 23rd when another planet collides with Earth. The planet in question doesn't exist, so there will be no collision.
Okay. Well, there you go. Good to know.
So apparently, you know, this whole planet thing has been going on for a while now, and they say, yeah, there's no such thing. There is no planet out there that we haven't discovered
yeah.
that is heading towards Earth's pass. Someone's been watching Armageddon on
yeah.
cable a lot lately.
Independence Day.
Because it sure has been on a lot lately. Have
I
you
know,
noticed?
I know.
Have you noticed Armageddon? Oh my God. Between that, Independence Day, and The Hobbits, that's
oh,
all there
man.
Is on cable
that's
nowadays.
It. That's it.
Big old debate going on this morning after yesterday, President Trump. Actually, I think it was over the weekend. Was it on Friday?
I think it was on Friday that it started.
He was talking to a group of people. I think he was in Alabama.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And this is what he said then.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired!
And boy, oh boy, the NFL yesterday, I've never seen them so united over something.
Yeah.
Yesterday, many players took a knee. Many players sat on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Three teams didn't even come out at all.
You know, let me ask you a question. And I had this conversation with Ryan last night, my son. And because I was asking him, as a veteran, somebody who's served, you know, for 8 years, does it bother you? Because a lot of people are saying it's disrespectful to our veterans, our first responders. You know, that kind of thing. They didn't fight and die for you to disrespect the national anthem and the flag. And he said he doesn't think it's disrespectful at all. As a matter of fact, he totally stands with the NFL players. And I said, wouldn't it have been a better thing if nobody had bothered to even respond to the president about this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the man has bigger things to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they certainly,
but,
you know, they certainly stoked the fire.
Yeah.
By even doing anything about it, that's
for sure.
I mean,
when are we going to start treating him like a toddler who's in Target kicking and screaming about the candy that he wants?
I'm just upset that, you know, the politicized football. You know, it's like, it's an escape.
Yeah.
To me, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
And it's an escape from all the news and everything else that I have to deal with every day.
Not anymore.
And then now, you know, they've taken it to that as well.
Yeah.
That's what upsets me the most, because I'm selfish like that. It's all about me and my enjoyment.
It messed up your Sunday.
It did. It's all about me and my enjoyment,
I know.
It's supposed to be an escape, and it wasn't anymore.
And the funny thing is I was making dinner last night while the first night game was on, and the first, you know, big thing of the evening was happening. And I think it was the announcer, Chris Collinsworth was his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one of his partner said, you know, what do you think about this? And he's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, you could see it on his face like, man,
right.
I just want to watch a football game.
Yeah.
You know, and I think pretty much everybody feels that way. So why did the NFL owners just like, you know what, dude, this is so inconsequential, we're not going to even talk to you about this.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah. I mean, pardon the pun, but, I mean, they took the ball and ran
they
with it.
They totally did.
Absolutely.
They totally
did. This is what Terry Bradshaw had to say on the Fox pregame show about the whole thing.
Probably like a lot of you, I was somewhat surprised that the president of the United States came out attacking NFL players for them exercising the freedom of speech. While I don't condone the protest during our national anthem, this is America. If our country stands for anything, folks, what? It's freedom. People died for that freedom. I'm not sure if our president understands those rights, that every American has the right to speak out and also to protest. Believe me, these athletes do love this great country of ours. Personally, I think our president should concentrate on serious issues like North Korea and health care rather than ripping into athletes and the NFL.
And this is what happened prior to the Patriots-Houston Texans game when they were announcing the national anthem. You can hear all the boos because there was a lot of players sitting down.
Yeah.
And it was even louder at the end of the national anthem.
Yeah.
Who you got, the NFL or President Trump? Kiss FM. President Trump versus the NFL. Who you got? A lot of protesting going on yesterday, mm-hmm. mostly in defiance of what the president had to say.
Right.
Which is...
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired!
Yeah, but wasn't he the one who had to be nudged by his immigrant wife to put his hand over his heart at the Easter celebration at the White House?
I don't recall.
He was.
I don't know.
The very president, yes.
Yeah. Three NFL teams didn't come out at all. They mm-hmm. just stayed in their locker room. One was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Only one player came out, and that player was like a former SEAL or a Marine
Ranger.
Or somebody,
Army
right?
Ranger.
So he's the only one that came out,
right.
And he pretty much just stood at the end of the tunnel
mm-hmm.
with his hand over his heart when the national anthem played. Here's what the Steelers coach had to say about them not coming out.
We're not going to play politics with football players, with football coaches. We're not participating in the anthem today. Not to be disrespectful to the anthem, to remove ourselves from this circumstance.
Although you may argue that by not coming out, you were playing politics.
Yeah, I mean,
people shouldn't have to choose. If a guy wants to go about his normal business and participate in the anthem, he shouldn't be forced to choose sides. If a guy feels a need to do something, he shouldn't be separated from his teammate who chooses not to.
It's a tough situation. It really is. I mean, when Colin Kaepernick first started all this, I was hacked off. I was like, dude, stand up for the national anthem. We're all mm-hmm. Americans. Stand up for the national anthem. But to be quite honest with you, it's kind of tough to stand up right now when you've got such blatant racism happening from the very highest office in the land.
Okay, so then if on Sunday, would you have taken a knee, sat down, or stood?
I think I would have taken a knee and put my hand over my heart.
Well, you can't do both.
Of course you can.
You either take a knee or you don't.
No.
Why would you take a knee and then put your hand over your heart?
Because the knee
and
is
thirdly,
being taken.
That was not a choice that I gave you.
Because the knee is being taken in protest of African-American men being gunned down by police.
Right. Although yesterday it was more in protest of Donald Trump said.
Yes. But the original protest was taking a knee for that.
That was Kaepernick's.
Okay. While I can take a knee to say, yes, I stand in solidarity with them, my hand goes over my heart. I'm sorry, but mm-hmm. that's the national anthem.
Right.
And I will stand with you. I will take a knee with you for that. But I am going to put my hand over my heart because I'm an American.
Who you got? Kiss FM.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Okay, so big controversy. The NFL took a knee for the most part yesterday. President Trump said it was super disrespectful. Who do you got?
I got the NFL.
Okay, how come?
I think Trump is a SOB that should be fired for not focusing on bigger issues that our nation has, such as health care and North Korea.
Just leave the footballing to the footballers.
Taking a knee, he needs to stay in his lane. Like, football is nothing.
I love that. Okay. I love staying in his lane. I love that.
Thanks,
that's
Amy.
Hilarious. Thanks, Amy.
Well,
what about you, Carlos? Who you got, man? The NFL or Trump? Carlos. We lost him?
Carlos.
Is he there? You there, Carlos? Can you hear me now? What about
Carlos
now?
Carlos must be going around UTEP.
Yeah, I think we lost him.
I
yeah,
hate that.
We did lose him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did he happen to tell you who he was with?
Carlos said he's with the NFL.
The NFL as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Who you got? Or you can comment on the Kiss El Paso Facebook page. Kiss FM. It's today's best mix on 93.1 Kiss FM. It's Mike and Tricia Mornings. We're about to read off the wall pertaining to this weekend's protest after our president said on Friday,
"Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired."
Yesterday,
fired!
A lot of players yesterday were united in, well, I guess, against President Trump's words.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of teams, a lot of members either knelt, sat down, or in some cases, three teams did not come out at all for the national anthem. One was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's what their coach had to say about doing that.
"People shouldn't have to choose. If a guy wants to go about his normal business and participate in the anthem, he shouldn't be forced to choose sides. If a guy feels a need to do something, he shouldn't be separated from his teammate who chooses not to."
Prior to the Patriots-Texans game, crowd started booing when a lot of players decided to sit down or kneel down. And it was even louder after the national anthem ended.
Yeah.
I mean, it just rained boos after the national anthem ended.
Jessica says, "Trump all the way. Why is it freedom of speech until you disagree with the other person?" Okay. Clarissa kind of says the same thing. She calls the players jerks who are disrespectful, and they're being disrespectful, but they still have their freedom. Let's see. Eddie says, "The NFL is a private organization and can discipline its players the way it sees fit." And then Charlie says, "It's very disrespectful and a very sad state of affairs."
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.